WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time, right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my head.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And this is going to be simply glorious.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, a huge shout out to everybody over at Gerwick.net and FightBoot.com. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com and BrackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for joining us. It's a it's a change. We're joining you on a Tuesday for the SmackDown Rundown.
Throwdown.
I'm not doing good tonight. I'm not. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining us, as always, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Does this mean I need to lead the show?
No, this does not mean you need to lead the show. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I'll help you out. If you need help.
Well, I always need help. I need professional help, but that's not the point.
At Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter. We're going to rock with us live at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. We're here to talk the Superstar Shakeup and the SmackDown Throwdown.
And we're doing this on a Tuesday because somebody is going to wrestling on Thursday, so we're not doing a regular show Thursday, but we didn't want to deprive you of our company this week. I know you guys would be so heartbroken if we didn't do a show, so, well, we're here to talk SmackDown.
Which means only one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes, Brent, we are slacking. We are taking a day off.
No, we're not. We just rearranged our schedule. Technically, we just rearranged the schedule. We're doing work on a Tuesday instead of a Thursday. We just changed schedules. That's
and
all.
Honestly, we can't pre-record tomorrow night because of Total Divas, so...
That too. That's mainly the reason we're going live right now.
Mainly the reason why we're doing it now is because we can't pre-record. So, or we don't have enough time to pre-record. And it's like, well, if we're going to pre-record it tonight, we might as well go live. So, we're going live!
We're live, everybody. Can you tell? We're flying off no script. I think it's throwing Lindsay off.
It always throws me off when we go off script. I don't have my middle sheet! My little cheat sheet. Anyway! It is SmackDown, the end of the Superstar Shakeup, and we got to talk about what happened on SmackDown tonight, because there were twists, there were turns, there were surprises, and there was a Wyatt.
So let's start at the beginning. And what happened between the time we left you and the time it is now. When we left you, the commentators from Monday Night Raw were all intact. Then things changed overnight. Like 20 minutes after we were done, they sent out a tweet and a video. Oh look, there's a new announcer on SmackDown Live. His name is Byron Saxton, meaning David Otunga is now on Monday Night Raw.
Brian had enough of Otunga, he sent him to Raw, and he got Saxton. I think this is a quality trade.
Not for Raw folk.
But maybe Otunga will get better.
But I really like Corey Graves yelling at Saxton. That was always a highlight of Monday nights.
But now he can yell at Otunga. Personally, I think they should have traded Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips for who? Byron?
Saxton.
Oh, God. Otunga, Saxton, and JBL? That would be the worst announced team in the history of announced teams.
But we would get Graves and Phillips on Raw. I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
Well, we get that on 205 Live, but we don't often watch that.
I need more of it in my life.
Anyway, so that happened. But now let's get into what happened on SmackDown tonight. And it opened with the United States clean-shaven champion?
Kind of clean-shaven. He still had a little bit of a beard left, but either they tried to clean him up or somebody messed up shaving.
Usually when you mess up shaving, you have to start anew. And I think he had to start anew.
Could be.
Because once you put a divot in there somewhere, it looks awkward, so you have to shave the whole thing off. It's kind of a thing. Anyway, Kevin Owens has now made SmackDown the Kevin Owens show. And then he spoke some French and all that fun stuff. He basically came out and said he was, you know, this is his show. And then now came Baron Corbin. Since Ambrose ran away, Corbin wanted a title shot. And since Owens is the U.S. champion, he wanted a shot at his title. Owens like, he's delusional and he doesn't need anything. Well, then that was interrupted. But who was that interrupted by, Lindsay?
That was interrupted by Kevin Owens' most favorite person in the whole wide world, his work husband, Sami Zayn. And Kevin was absolutely beside himself, like, no, no, you can't be here. You seriously can't be here, no. And Sami is just like, oh yeah, here I am. I'm finally here, and we're together.
Fight forever.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed because I was kind of hoping they would split Sami and Kevin up, but it doesn't seem like that's gonna happen, so. But based on what happened on the rest of the show, I'm kind of fine with it.
It's very real that Sami is on SmackDown, you know, after months and months of everyone saying he should go, so now he's there. And then AJ Styles came out.
And the internet collectively started to lose its mind because Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles were all in the ring together. They're all on the same roster.
AJ came out. This was all about SmackDown, the place he built. And he's still there. Out came Daniel Bryan. And he told us the U.S. title won't be defended on the blue side until after Payback because they get the U.S. champion, whoever it may be, whether it's Kevin Owens or even Chris Jericho. Kevin was happy that he'd have to put up the belt. But we were going to find out who is the number one contender tonight between Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, and Sami Zayn. That would be your main event, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. It's very this whole thing is very confusing. It's like, so they got the belt, but they didn't get the superstar. So whoever holds the belt, they get coming out of Payback. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they kind of did these is really confusing because on the flip side, you have Bray and Randy, but it's Bray versus Randy, and Bray is definitely on Raw, and Randy and the SmackDown title are definitely on SmackDown, so it's like if Bray wins the title, does that mean the title goes with him to Raw, or does that mean Bray goes to SmackDown? Like, what is going on with this whole pay-per-view? I mean, I like how they cleverly created a fifth Crow-branded pay-per-view. Like, it's co-brand, but it's not.
It's semi-co-brand, but it really isn't. It's mainly Raw, but there's now two Raw versus SmackDown matches on it, kind of.
Like, they stuck that in there under the weather, and I really like, or under the radar, and I really like that.
And it makes, see, what happens is, the WWE title is going to be on the line on the show on Payback in 3 weeks, because now they don't have to, this is why Brock Lesnar's not on the show. You don't need big title matches on the same show. So that was smart.
That was smart.
That was smart booking. But yeah, unlike the Bray Wyatt thing, they acquired Bray, not the championship. If Bray ends up with the title, then that's just a bonus for them.
And then SmackDown Live has to get it back.
Then SmackDown, you could do a whole series of SmackDown trying to get the belt back. It could
you
be
could,
a, it could
from
be
Bray Wyatt.
Could be a thing. You never know.
And you know who could get it back?
Who?
Luke Harper.
He could. He could. But he was not on the show. But who was? The other member of the Wyatt family, Eric Rowan. As he took on the Apex Predator, the Viper, Randy Orton, your WWE champion, the man who does not like riding a giant sperm. This is true. He doesn't like riding the sperm.
AKA his stank-it mania.
Yeah. He didn't like that. Not like that at all. Anyway, they had a fine little match they had, and it was interrupted by Bray Wyatt as he was going for the RKO. He said everywhere he is everywhere, and he would see Randy Orton very, very soon, and then mentioned the House of Horrors match, and then just start laughing. Eric Rowan was no longer down in the ring. Instead, he rolls to the outside to Orton and gets hit with steps. Then he drags Orton's knocked out body into the ring and drops him with the full Nelson Slam. So Eric Rowan lays out Randy Orton tonight on SmackDown Live.
Go, Eric! Go, Eric! Do your thing! At first when I saw this match, I'm like, really? Really? You have to put Eric up against Randy? It's bad enough that he lost his father and mentor to Raw, and he's now all alone again? Like, Eric's gone for forever and a day. The family splits while he's gone. He comes back. It's like everything's just in ashes and flame. And so he reunites with Bray for one show, and then Bray's like, I'm off to Raw, peace out, bye.
But he's, like,
but Eric's all by himself.
But then there's Bray showing up on the screen, so he's technically with Eric still, and it's very weird.
I like how he's like got Eric doing his bidding from afar. I actually kind of like that whole thought process that even though Bray's on a completely different show, he can still somehow control Rowan.
Yeah.
He can get Rowan to do his bidding, which you can tell the really interesting story between Eric and Luke of Luke breaking that hold that Bray has on Eric, which I kind of want to see. And Luke brings Eric out of Bray Wyatt's control.
That would be something to see. Up next on SmackDown Live, we had American Alpha taking on the Usos in a really good match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. American Alpha really needed this win, but they did not get it because it feels like their momentum has just been killed. They may just need more consistent TV time, I think, because they have lost a lot of it. The crowd was still into them tonight, but on most nights, they're not getting this reaction, and they need something.
Yeah, they kind of need to build them back up. They've let them cool down considerably since they won the titles and lost the titles and debuted and all that stuff. So, and I think they're going to try and revamp the tag division with the Superstar Shakeup. So it's something of I look forward to see what they're going to do with everybody, because SmackDown's really been hurting for tag teams, at least legit tag teams, for a while now.
Right, and you just mentioned legit tag teams. So the Usos retain the belt, and then the legit tag team, Primo and Epico, show up, and they attack American Alpha and leave American Alpha laying.
You want to buy a condo?
Was that not the legit tag team you were thinking about?
Well, no, I was thinking of another legit tag team, but, you know, if you're going to be sour about it, we just won't talk about it.
That happened later, but you can talk about that tag team.
So, in another surprise Superstar Shakeup, it was announced that New Day is coming to SmackDown, which means we get the reunion of Xavier Woods and Tyler Breeze for Up, Up, Down, Down. Everybody celebrate. Hallelujah, Xavier and Tyler back together. But yeah, so New Day is coming to SmackDown. I think that it's a definite good change. It's a good call because New Day had honestly gone through everybody on Raw. So now you bring them over to SmackDown and that gives them fresh material to work with, which is good. And they can also revamp the tag division on SmackDown.
So, you want to talk about sour? Austin Creed Xavier Woods was very sour on Twitter. So WWE puts out this picture of the New Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the old picture of the New Day, where they're in their blue, original blue and orange gear.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oldest picture of us ever. Big E has a straight face. It's been so long since that's ever been seen.
Well, you know.
They found something they were wearing blue and they used it. And yeah. That probably was not the best picture to use of the New Day.
No, but it's like you're limited.
No, you're not, because they have so many new photos of them. But yeah, I know, but still. Anyway, moving on the show. There's more people to come. Speaking of new members of SmackDown Live, Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal is on SmackDown Live.
Please don't give anybody a concussion, Jinder. We need everybody.
Because there's a report at Blame Brent, but it's not confirmed, so we're not going to report it just yet.
But if it is confirmed, please play nicer with the other children.
So, we had Gronk Jinter, too.
Because they were in Boston.
They were in Boston. So he took his car to Boston. And Mojo beat Jinder in Boston. It was horrible, horrible Boston accents. But hey, it's a thing. Mojo won. They got face-to-face with Gronk and Jinder again. It's the feud that will not die.
But I like how they're pushing Raleigh. I like how they're trying to do something with him. They're banking on Gronkowski's fame, which is good. As long as they don't hit it too much. Mm-hmm.
Then they'll be fine. So I guess that was Jinder for Kurt Hawkins as a trade?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the commissioner of SmackDown Live, Shane McMahon, comes out to the ring to talk about the women's division. He brings out the current women's division, which is Naomi, Natalya, Carmella, and Becky Lynch. Ellsworth tried to make a statement, and that just went weird, and went, Naomi then, you know, talked about his chin and called him Carmella's side chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shane was out to introduce who was joining the SmackDown Live Superstars division. So this person is a second-generation superstar, the daughter of a champion, and a Hall of Famer. One of the most gifted performers in the company. It's Tamina.
Carl was nice, like, nice swerve.
The crowd was like, who? It's like, oh, Tamina, right, Tamina, got it. And Shane was like, were you thinking of someone else? Oh, right. Charlotte. So Charlotte is now a member of the SmackDown Live Women's roster, and Tamina is part of the SmackDown Live Women's roster. Decent.
I'm okay with this.
Decent.
I mean, for what Raw took from SmackDown, it's a fairly even trade. I would argue Alexa is a little bit better than Charlotte in terms of mic work, but
in terms of star power, they're even. I think Mickey's better than Tamina, though.
Yeah, well, because
yeah.
I think people know who Mickey is, but they don't really know who Mickey is.
Mickey's the better worker.
Honestly, I can't remember the last time Tamina worked.
There you go. So, moving on, he says. More additions to SmackDown Live include Sin Cara and Rusev. Keyword, just Rusev. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger took on the singing Aiden English.
Yeah, there's this really awkward moment where they show the vaudevillains graphics, and you're like, there's only one left, and it's just Aiden English in the ring singing. So like, awkward!
So he debuted his singing gimmick on the main roster, and Ty interrupted. They had the match. Solid 4-minute match with Ty Dillinger getting the win.
Go Ty! Go Ty!
So, this was then... We're coming back for break, and there's this video package, and we've seen all these weird, interesting video packages lately for different people, and they're usually for, like, Snickers commercials or Bully commercials or whatever. But this is just Lana dancing. I was like, is this her Snickers commercial? No, it wasn't. They're debuting Lana, coming soon. She's going to wrestle.
Yep, Lana's going into women's division as singles.
So that will help the division.
That'll help balance it out.
That'll bring, what, 7 people to the SmackDown Live Women's Division?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. They could use one more, but 7 is good enough.
Well, they could do a call-up from NXT and they could shoot your 8th.
Oh, yeah.
But they're holding the spot open for Nikki Bella.
Probably. So, we come back, Dolph is in the ring, and he said he's staying on the show he built, SmackDown Live, and... He said there's going to be people from Raw coming over, and they're going to try to glom onto his show that he put on his back and made cool. And then week after week, it would all start dying down. So, cue Shinsuke Nakamura with the interruption. He comes down, and the crowd goes crazy. They're singing a song. Dolph was like, can I help you? You must be new, and excuse the interruption, but who are you? The crowd was chanting for Shinsuke. And then Shinsuke gets the mic. Fans are still singing his music. He introduced himself. I'm Shinsuke Nakamura. I was hoping he would say, I'm Shinsuke Nakamura, bitch, but he didn't do that. And then Dolph was like, alright, whatever. Goes for a super kick. He gets blocked. And then Nakamura shoves him down. Ziggler backs off. And Shinsuke celebrates. Good use. Ziggler and Shinsuke should be cool.
I expect it to be a super kick fest, honestly. But it should be good. Because I want Shinsuke to teach Dolph how to throw that.
Well, Shinsuke really doesn't throw a super kick, though. He does more knees than super kicks.
Fine, teach Dolph how to throw knees, because, yeah, buddy.
Then this brings us to our main event, the SmackDown Live main event, number one contenders for the United States title, Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, and Sami Zayn. They had a hell of a three-way.
Can I just say how much I love that, like, Sami Zayn is on SmackDown and they're already making him into a star? Like, first night, right off the bat, it's Sami Zayn is here, he's wanted, he's important. Here, look at Sami Zayn, isn't he awesome? Don't you just love him? Like, they're pushing the hell out of Sami Zayn, and he's been there one night. I mean, it's just, it's incredible.
Because he's so elevated right now from a position where he was. He was so far down on Raw, like, he was 6th, 7th in line. Now he's 3rd or 4th. And those three spots make a difference.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. But I love how they're doing that with him. I like how Corbin was able to hang with all three. Like, Corbin's still learning, he's still growing, but he's getting better, which... each outing, and he did a good job in this. His promo in the beginning was a little kind of like, I don't know about this, but I thought his work in the match was good. And Kevin and Sammy and AJ were awesome, without saying.
I don't think that needs saying. Well, Kevin wasn't in the match, though.
Kevin was awesome in general. He wasn't out there, but I'm sure he was.
Anyway, AJ is the number one contender, so now, as it stands right now, since Jericho's gone away, it'll be Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles for United States Championship at Extreme Rules.
I'm 100% fine with this.
We're getting a Kevin Owens, AJ Styles feud now.
I'm 100% fine with this. 1,000% fine with this. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, yes, give it to me. All the things. All the things.
So that's the SmackDown throwdown, but we want to sort of now break down the superstar shakeup. Who do you think got the best of the deal?
Raw.
You still think Raw got the better end of the deal?
I think Raw got the better end of the deal.
Go ahead.
Daniel Bryan legit traded 80% of his roster to get Sami Zayn.
And Kevin Owens.
Well,
let's... In terms of star power, SmackDown Live got back Charlotte, The New Day, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. They're the big four they acquired in the shakeup. That's not a bad four acts. Because that's seven people, but that's not a bad return. But you gave up Dean Ambrose, Miz, and Bray Wyatt, Alexa, just sort of balancing those out in a way. When you did get enough back, SmackDown, you're going to still have Randy Orton, you're going to still have AJ Styles. John Cena will be back in the mix at some point, so that's still very strong for them. You still have, you have Shinsuke now, which is good.
I think SmackDown will still be a very strong brand, and with the writing, what they've gotten will work, and they can make it work. It's just in terms of, for me, for star power, I feel like Raw still got the better end of the deal. But I have to see what Raw does with the talents they acquired. Because it makes me nervous with who they took and put on Raw, because it's like, you better push the hell out of those people, because they've been working their tails off for the last 9 months, especially Alexa.
I think Alexa will be fine. I worry about the Miz. I really worry about the Miz. Out of everybody, Dean Ambrose will be fine. Bray Wyatt will be fine. I really worry about the Miz and his standing on Monday Night Raw. Because he went from 2 or 3 on the SmackDown end, and now he's 5 or 6 on the Raw end. If you really think about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's something of...
Go ahead.
Miz has been turning in his best work the last 9 months.
Because on the Raw end, you have Samoa Joe, you have Braun Strowman, you have... Now I'm blanking on people. On the heels. Did they? Well, Roman's a babyface. Maybe Miz is up there a little bit more now that I think about it, because they got rid of Kevin. With them getting rid of Kevin, Miz moved up a spot, but he's still down on the bottom. Bray is above Miz, because Bray's a heel. Miz may be 4 or 5 now instead of 3 or 4. I don't know. I just worry about him, because you look at it, it's like he has mid-carder written all over him on Monday Night Raw, because it's 3 hours. So wherever you fit him is sort of a mid-card act, because they're not going to push him into the main event. Where on SmackDown, he could have been feuding with Randy Orton for the WWE title. and people have been fine with it, no one's going to buy Miz versus Brock Lesnar.
No.
Which sucks for the Miz.
Which sucks for the Miz. And it sucks for Maurice, too, but mainly sucks for the Miz.
Because they were really... Miz was doing his best work. And it just sucks for him on that end. Like, when you go look at Alexa, right? She'll be fine, because there's 6-7 women on Raw. And she's right up there with Nia right now, in terms of who they're going to push.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, Alexa, if you actually team Alexa and Nia up, that could be a great duo leading the women's division from the heel side.
Yeah.
They could be a dominant force that Bayley and Sasha have to deal with. Because it was very interesting. Sasha did not move over. There was a lot of talk about Sasha coming over. Even the crowd was chanting, "We want Sasha," which did not happen.
I'm really happy Sasha did not come over. I'm beyond thrilled that they've split the three of the four horsewomen and they've balanced it out, putting Charlotte on SmackDown and letting Charlotte kind of have that spotlight without Sasha. Because while Sasha and Charlotte are money, you hit that feud so hard, you almost have to split them.
It's like Sammy and it's like Sammy and Kevin. You had to split them, but they didn't. At least with them, they actually split them apart. Now you can revisit them in a year or so. Now you won't see it. For everyone who complained about Charlotte and Sasha having matches, now that's done. It's done for at least 6 to 9 to 12 months.
Yeah.
It's like they've now broken them apart. And Charlotte being on SmackDown, having to fight the likes of Naomi and Carmella and Becky and Natty will be fine. It'll be really good for Charlotte. It's different. Charlotte and Naomi as a program, if Naomi can stay healthy, will be the proving ground for Naomi, because there's a lot of talk about how she's one of the most athletic women they have, but she hasn't so far delivered that big-time main event match, or that big-time match. If she gets Charlotte, she's going to have to deliver, because you look at the track record of Charlotte, it's there, where she always delivers. So mm-hmm. this is now, even though Naomi is the champion, with Charlotte on the brand, Charlotte is the measuring stick. The girls have to step up and have great matches with her.
Yeah, and I mean, Naomi really hasn't had the opportunity to prove herself till now, mainly because she hasn't really been able to stay healthy. So yeah, to your point, if she can stay healthy, I think she can deliver a really good match with Charlotte, but only time is going to tell. I want her to. I really, really want her to. Just because I feel like it's there for her to be that next top star. It just has to happen.
And now with Charlotte on this brand, and when she's going to eventually get the belt, but she's now the cornerstone of not only just the women's division, but of the brand, because she was a main event player on Monday Night Raw. This could mean bigger things for the SmackDown women's division in terms of just them getting more television time for matches. Instead of 5 to 7 minute matches on SmackDown, they could now normally get the 12-minute match.
But to be fair, for SmackDown Live, they managed to get the majority of their women on the show.
Oh, I know.
So did Raw. But I mean, it's like Raw really only had 3 or 4 women that they were pushing at any one time, where SmackDown Live was using all of their female roster.
No, it's not even about just Charlotte getting that time. It's just hopefully with her being on the roster, they're given that extra 5 minutes to have a better match every time they're out there. You know what I mean? It's just giving them an extra moment to actually get some more stuff in and improve the wrestling on it with the women.
I hope so.
It's like you spent 9 months building, or a year and a half building Charlotte as this dominant champion. Now you got to use her to help expand the roster, because everyone, while there was depth on the SmackDown Live women's roster, you just weren't getting the same quality match you were on Monday from the girls on Raw.
So I would argue you were in some cases.
In some overall. From an overall standpoint, Raw was having the better matches as a whole. Not saying you weren't getting good SmackDown matches. On a whole, you were getting better matches on Raw. Because there was a lot of interesting Carmella matches. Let's be fair.
Oh yes, there were some definite interesting Carmella matches.
But those were balanced also out by the interesting Nia matches. But now this goes back to Nia. This has Nia written all over it, where this is put up or shut up time. She's been handed the Charlotte heel spot.
Yep.
She better be safe with these women. She better not injure any of these women.
I don't think she will. She doesn't have a track record of hurting anybody.
She dropped Charlotte on her head last night. So it's like, she's got to be careful.
Prior to last night.
But she has to grow into this role. Like, this is now put up or shut up time. She's got to deliver. It's like, Alexa has to get a step up and deliver. But it's like, Nia's going to get the first crack at being the top heel woman on Raw. She's got to step it up.
Yeah.
But in terms of quality matches, oh my god, the SmackDown Live roster is going to have quality matches for months.
Oh yeah, easily.
You go Styles Nakamura, Styles Owens. Okay, that's great. Sammy, we could redo Sammy and Nakamura. We have Sammy and Styles. We can Orton and Sammy. Orton and Nakamura.
Can we just leave Randy out of it?
No, but just, you go with it. You could also have Cena and Nakamura. It could be a thing.
It could be a thing. I don't know if it would be a good thing, but it could be a thing. It
could be a thing. Nakamura and Kevin Owens.
That I am okay with.
So it's like, I'm just going through, like, the possible matchups that we have that can happen throughout this.
I still feel like maybe SmackDown's going to get, like, one more surprise.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Because it's just kind of interesting that they did not move Roman or Seth off of Raw.
Yeah, you have the Shield still together now. It's the first time they've been together since the brand extension.
So I don't know if it's something that they're going to unite the Shield against the Authority, or what they're going to do with the Shield. But it's kind of interesting that, you know, it's, oh hey, they're all three on Raw. But at the same time, it's like, well, but Roman got beat up last night. And you're not going to have Roman trot himself out there the night after he got his, you know, sent to the hospital. So could SmackDown be saving that?
They could, but I doubt it.
But I doubt it, yeah. But I mean, it's just, I was thinking about it, and it's like, kind of wonder if they still have, like, one more surprise up their sleeve.
I don't think so. But again, you know a wild card in this one?
Hmm.
Luke Harper.
Yep.
Luke Harper versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, that would be good. That would be really, really good.
A really good program, Luke Harper and AJ Styles. They can actually have a full-on program. You can have Luke Harper and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibility. While Raw got Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt as their big gets, it's all how they use them. SmackDown now has a loaded roster. With the New Day coming over, you have a lot of talent. It's going to be interesting. SmackDown has 2 hours, so they don't have as many talents, but they have a lot of strong talents. Be interesting to see how that plays out. Raw's going to be interesting. Raw's going to find itself again.
Like, I hope so.
I think SmackDown's going to be very stable. Raw's got to find its direction, and with possibly Finn being hurt, that may hurt some things. And Roman's being Roman. Braun being a monster, which would be great. You're going to have Braun and Brock at some point, which would be very interesting. I want to see what... I hope Raw doesn't fall back into the pattern it has, where the Authority reigns supreme, which it probably will. But Raw needs to develop a new personality. Because SmackDown for 9 months developed the personality. Let's see if they can use what they did on SmackDown and sort of integrate it into Raw. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like I've been talking a lot. So, what else do you have to say about it?
I mean, overall, I think it was a good shakeup. I think they made some smart decisions. They made some questionable decisions in other places. It's always difficult to see stuff like this because there are people that you feel are in such a good place on the show that they're on that you don't want them to get moved. It's like Alexa. Alexa was in such a good place on SmackDown, and she was really coming into her own that you hate to see her get moved because you're always worried that they're not going to give her the same level of attention or the same level of time or anything else to continue to develop her character, and they're just going to kind of throw her out there. So, you know, there are certain people that you're worried about, certain people that you know will be fine. I like that they didn't wait a year to do this. I think a year, things would have been too stale. This is good, though. Because they didn't burn through all the feuds that they could have burned through with people. Which means they're saving stuff for later. Which I like a lot. Because then you have a reason to always come back.
The one interesting move they didn't make was AJ Styles.
I wasn't expecting AJ to move.
Everyone else was.
I was more shocked they didn't move Roman. Seth.
Yeah. I'm really surprised they didn't move Seth Rollins.
Just like, it was kind of surprising that Ambrose moved.
Yeah. They must have some idea of some sort. Again, the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. thing is in the background somewhere.
I think they're getting ready to do that reunion unless it comes out that, you know, in a couple weeks, Roman was traded to SmackDown, but because he was injured, he wasn't eligible, and now he is, or something like that. But I don't know. I mean, I find it interesting because it's like, what worries me is, as much as I like Roman, as talented as I think Roman is currently the glass ceiling on Monday Night Raw. And I'm worried that Miz and Bray and several other people are going to come up against that glass ceiling and they're going to get pushed back down. I think what made Miz and Bray so good on SmackDown was there was not that glass ceiling there. They were able to expand, they were able to grow, they were able to do what they wanted to do, and that's what made them really great on SmackDown. That's what makes SmackDown really great in general, is there isn't really a glass ceiling there holding anybody down. They aren't really afraid to push people on that show, which is nice.
Yeah.
Whereas Raw, they're a little bit more hesitant. Because obviously it's the flagship show, it's Raw. And they want certain people to be on top of the show.
Oh yeah, one more thing about SmackDown. The biggest get that won't be felt for a few months is Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rusev being on SmackDown Live is going to be great for him. Because he can work with all the top guys.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem with Rusev is they move him, but he won't be there for 2 to 4 months because of his shoulder. He's at least 2 to 4 months away.
But that's good, because what you can do is you can bring him in, and then that just does an additional refresh on the roster.
Which is why they're probably bringing in Lana to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can reunite the two.
Yeah. Agreed.
Which is smart. So, I think in the end, SmackDown Live will be the better of the brands, like they've been. But I think Raw has a better backbone now.
I think Raw has the thing with the way that they did the original draft was they took all the people that they had been pushing and put them on Raw together, and they took all the people that really they wanted to push but needed to build up on SmackDown. And they did a really wonderful job of building all those people up and making stars out of them. And now it's, okay, well, we're going to send these people over to SmackDown and bring the ones that we want over to Raw and repeat the process, because that's what they're doing. They're making stars on SmackDown like what they used to do, because SmackDown's a little bit easier show. It's only 2 hours. It can be a less hostile environment, a less hostile crowd, if that makes sense. Because Raw has a completely different vibe to it than SmackDown. SmackDown has always felt like it's a more easygoing show. Because I think it was just taped for a long time, so it's like that same stigma isn't attached to it.
Right.
So because it's the B show, it wasn't live, now it is, and people aren't as fussy about it. It's like, okay, well, you know, you can kind of do your thing, which is awesome.
It also doesn't have heel authority reigning over it.
Yeah, that too.
Xavier Woods just tweeted, I just realized that going to SmackDown Live means gorgeous Charles comes back to up, down, down.
Yeah, buddy!
he just realized this.
We want the reunion! We want it!
We want it to be a thing. Yeah, it's just, I think Kurt being on Raw will help that stigma too, I hope.
I hope so, although I really kind of have to laugh, because I kind of want, I can't wait for the Kurt-Bray interaction.
That should be interesting.
That's going to be funny.
But anything else you want to add?
No, I think that does it. So we will be back next week live with The Rack, but stay tuned, because Thursday, The Rack Extra Total Divas will be available for your listening pleasure. Season 6, Episode 12. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I can't wait for the Total Divas drama.
And I think there's going to be plenty of drama this season based on this week. But we're not going to get into that right now.
We'll probably dive deeper into it tomorrow night when we record Total Divas. You'll all hear it on Thursday afternoon, which will be available at rockradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. Saturday night, Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. We'll have The Great and The Great Debate regarding fast food. Right now, go listen to the Hockey Player Greater the Great Debate, now available at cbradiolive.com. Still don't know about Sunday, keep to the Twitters and the Facebooks. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. But coming up in 40 minutes at twitch.tv/rackradioshow will be WTR Sims. So go there, have some fun. We'll be over there in about 40 minutes. WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, about 40 minutes away. Come over to twitch.tv/rockradioshow, Rock Radio Show on Facebook, twitter.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rockradioshow. Daily content including the history of Raw and SmackDown on Monday and Tuesday, King of the Ring tournament starting on Thursday and Friday, and Wednesday we'll feature WTR Sims archives. That's youtube.com/rackradioshow, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/wildtalkradio.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. Don't forget to check out our amazing sponsors, Gerwick.net, fightbooth.com, and Wrestling Figure Photography, instagram.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.